let the music play now. I'm okay. I was teasing Feta. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest. Today is Wednesday, and therefore today is the day that the Lord has made amongst all other days, 365 days a year. But today is special. Every Wednesday, we have Dear Bumi, which is a column written by Mrs. Bumi Sofola, and she's been doing it for 40. One of these days, I'm sure the 40-something years, I'll get a call to collect with Jimmy, because you're 40, she's now 50-something years. Do I hear an amen to that?
Amen.
Chukubi, to speak up now.
Amen, sir.
We can't hear you.
Amen.
Amen. I have two guys here that I enjoy being with. One is called Husband Material. For the life of me, I don't know what his real name is. If the police came looking for whatever his real name is, I'd say I don't know him. Husband Material, what's your real name?
Chukudi.
Chukudi what?
Ezugu Chukudi.
Ezugu Chukudi. But I like calling you Husband Material. How now? How are you?
I'm doing blessed, sir.
And I also have Nkubi. Is it Nkubi or Nkubi?
Nkubi.
Nkubi. If you're regular listeners to Wazobia, you know they appear. Would I call you comedians or actors or what should I call you?
Entertainers.
Entertainers.
Yeah.
They also have their skits and things all over the social media, you know, with their Nedu. How is that one, sir? Is it around?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if I remember to say happy birthday to Nedu. It's on 40.
Yes. 40, last week, Friday.
40 is not easy.
It's not easy.
Mm-hmm. By now, if you ask him, they would have added some prescription to that he takes, Okay, so both of you, I think you've done Dear Bumi before.
No, Chukudi. This is my first time.
This is your first time.
Same here, sir.
Nkubi. Nkubi, I know you're a master of women affairs. It's true or false? Yes.
False, sir.
Okoro, they told me. Bring this thing down. This one, yes. Okoro. Yeah, the tough one. Okay, what are the... good morning, Auntie Bumi. How are you? I wish I was away. Philip. We need to set up something where we can get Auntie Bumi to see us, either by WhatsApp video or something like that. Remind me to set it up so her spirit can be radiating. Morning, Auntie Bumi. How are you? Okay, so you know the issues are here. This one says my wife says she's now born again. This one says why did he marry someone else? I cannot read this one of Angel. This one of Angel is too Feta. Even you cannot even see it. Talk less of reading it. I hope all of you can see Feta on YouTube. You need to go there and see it. She can't even have to turn the page of the paper so you don't see it. There's the second one too for Rita. That one too. You get as it may. Then there's Lade. Lade says, is this toy boy too young? Toy boy. Chukudi, have you no? Have you ever been a toy boy before?
Not that I was aware of.
What do you mean not? But later you became aware.
No, I have never been aware. I mean, you know, it is the mind of the person that you relate with.
Yes.
You only see the actions.
Don't you, if you want to date a woman, won't you ask her to fill a form? A date of birth, place of birth? What could be?
None that I'm aware of, Stusha.
You never date somebody way who pass you?
None. No. Baba, no, no.
Baba said, Baba said, na senior man now.
None, sir.
No, I said never in the past. I'm not talking about now.
Even from the past, though. Even from the past, Baba has always been ancient of this.
I come from a family where age is well respected, sir.
So if age is respected, you cannot date somebody who's older than you?
Well, I am not saying I cannot date someone that is older than me, but it never occurred.
Are you saying now that you can?
I am married now, so there's no point even looking.
I thought you walked into that trap.
What trap?
I thought you walked into that trap. How long have you been married for?
A year, 6 months.
You just
start
now. Like, I've been married. They do buga, I've been married. By the way, Kiss Daniel, for those of you who might want to know, has agreed to play free somewhere, I think, for Tanzanian fans. Again, you remember he was arrested and so on and so forth. All of you are wondering how come Baba knows Kiss Daniel.
Baba man booga.
I know the booga. I know the booga. I don't know. If because one of these one of the booga we say, I don't know whether if my shoulders go up, it go Greek under. You know, they are stiff. You know, I don't know if my booga, our casconi. This one is very good, though. Donald, she's assured me she wouldn't tell my wife. And Georgina says, no strings attached with my boss. Oh, what is she getting here? Let us start with this Donald story. This Donald story, if let's say it goes sweet small. He says, I am just over 30. And Donald says over 30 and he has to do this thing every day. But my wife is happy with two or three times a week. Okay, fine. So once in a while, she humors me by letting me have... Okay, fine. This one is too wrong. A few weeks back, her father had a stroke. He's lived alone since he lost his wife 3 years ago, and my wife had to go to the family house every evening from work. By the time she came back home, I was no longer in doing the things that I also... In the meantime, our neighbor... who is a very good friend of ours, is a single mother of three. Where is this story going?
Bad place.
She jokingly complained of sinning and due to no fault of hers. So when she called around and discovered I was alone, anyway, the long and short of it, they did what they shouldn't have done. And it says that I've taken her up on her offer and the nice arrangement is working. That's what they're doing with his neighbor. Imagine. Uncle, what do you think?
I think morally it is totally wrong. And
it's wrong.
Yes, and the fact that you're married, I would expect you to also understand.
And show a bit more responsibility.
Exactly. Even understand the fact that at least the current state of your wife should be respected as well.
Because it says here that I've taken up on an offer and the nice arrangement is working for both of us. I mean, what could be simpler and where's the harm? I love my wife and her beautiful children. So, this problem that he has now, his neighbor has been kind enough to solve it for him. Husband material. Is he husband material? Why do they call you husband material, sir? If I may ask.
Okay, so, you know, I said, you one can introduce me as an entertainer.
Yes.
You know, in the past, it's important that you stick to a name that when you tell people this is your name, it's going to, it would elicit a conversation. Yes, it would also register. And so, you know, the ideal prayer of the woman that is looking for a life partner.
Okay.
A man that is tall,
so
that
can
handle.
Are you still available now?
No, I'm not available now.
Hey, Feta, though. Feta, sorry. I do. These things happen. Your hope is raised and all of a sudden is that. But you're not wearing a ring.
It's not by wearing ring now.
But that's how we would have known the poor person.
No, but I've declared publicly.
Alcon was up.
But I've declared publicly.
6'4". He's 6'4". He's a typical dream of most women. 6'4" is hunk. She's lost for words. She can't speak again. Anyway, this guy, what is the warning we should give him? Because what he's doing is just not right. A is bad enough that he's doing this. And then he's now doing it next door. It's not nice. So.
At all. I think he should just, he should just count it all joy and move on.
But he can't stop. That's the problem.
No, he has to. He has to stop. The arrangement is working now, but Kasala will soon bust, most definitely.
Do you think his wife will get to know?
She will definitely find out.
You live in the same compound with someone you are having an external relation, external affairs with. You never can tell. Obviously, someone somewhere will spot something. And this is what I spotted.
He will deny.
I think in the end,
he will deny. Let me tell you, there are some men, they will catch them koro like this. The wife will hold him, say, "Tuji along, to move like this," and he will look at the wife straight in the face as if he doesn't know her. When they get home, you say, "I'm not the
one." I think it would be the woman's decision at the end of the day.
When boys for town, when boys like Ambassador Musuma in his area, they were low T-bole. He will look her straight in the eye and say, I'm not the one.
Uncle JD.
I've seen it happen before.
Yes, and it's definitely going to always occur. But the thing is, is the person you deny or the person you repeatedly claim that, to, for example, if you're caught red-handed by, if he's caught red-handed by the wife and he denies repeatedly, it is left for her to say, okay, I have caught this man and he's just denying, oh, but let me just let this slide. But if she's going to keep insisting that what I saw and after my finding, he would never know peace.
I've seen a case of a man was caught right in the eye. I said he fell down.
Maybe somebody ate banana and left the peel on the floor.
Left the peel on the It's not what you're seeing. You know, usually that phrase comes up. You guys that make films and skits, don't be deceived. It's not what you're thinking. It's not what you're seeing. I think what he's doing is, apart from being irresponsible, if you're not going to look at the morals, but it's even tactically wrong in the same neighborhood.
It
sounds convenient now. It's all
because the wife is not around at this time. Or she has her attention on something else. Like her dad is not feeling too well. It's a very dangerous game to play.
I don't like to read her response, but part of what she says here is that even the woman, if she's in shock and well, she can slip the information to your wife. Because she will want the wife to be angry and leave.
So that she will move in.
She will continue from where.
Women these days don't leave. I've seen women these days that will say, come. Don't think that I will leave. All this one you are doing.
But women differs. You never can tell.
Women these days are more determined. They know that leaving is not an option. Say, I will not leave.
Maybe it's because, some see the situation as them conceding defeat.
Apart from
but
that.
But there are people who would say they are not going to take it and they would get up and leave. Those that can take very good care of themselves and would not be bothered.
It's not a money faction. Some women just believe that there are so many things to contend with, but they want to hold their home. If every woman that suspects or finds out that her husband is involved in infidelity leaves, there'll be no married couples in Nigeria today. Can we say comfortably that maybe 6 out of 10 men who are married have, a babe?
But the onus lies on the...
I'm in the 40%. Stop looking at me like that. What is it?
But I think for
you can count yourself in, but don't... Yes.
I think for the woman, but for me, because I'm a realist when it comes to issues like this. I'll rather say, look, if you find yourself in this kind of critical situation, and you think and you feel you cannot probably contain it, you can't deal with it, leave. Because if you think staying or probably remaining and sticking to that marriage will probably give you that, in quote, that married woman that you probably claim to be, you live with that memory for the rest of your life, and for everything that your husband does. You would always want to suspect in that look.
Okay.
So I think the man should just stop. It's highly irresponsible.
It's irresponsible. And it might even result in the death of one of them. Again, you never know. This is Africa. We cannot lie about these things. You never know what can be done.
But it can be resolved, Sha.
He has to stop. That's the most important thing.
Of course,
that
is
done.
You resolving it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, at some point, we'll open up our line 0700-993-993-993. And, of course, the female line 0146-571-90. But let's take Georgina's story. Are you with me?
Yes, we are.
Yes, sir.
Your mind, where is your mind?
No, I'm here, sir. Ah, mo wa pelu yin, sir.
I thought your mind had gone home.
No.
You forgot to close one door.
No, in your corner.
I mean, the receipt is in your pocket.
No.
This is day of pocket. You've left home. You live in Lazabaja and you work in a bank in VI. Then your madam says she's not going to work today. You tell her, honey, please help me
wash.
Let me give this to the laundry man. Then when you are in there, you suddenly remember that you didn't empty the
receipt
in your pocket. I am the personal assistant to the MD of the firm I work for, and my boss is a wonderful man.
Already deep, sir.
Amber Bunny, we are just coming slowly. He's a few years older, and we've been friends. We've always been friends. Recently, his wife went abroad on a study leave, and she'll be away for 3 months. There is an overnight business he's attending soon, and he wants me to go with him. I'm a single mom and would love the change. Hey, this is a trap. But I'm not in love with him. I don't want a fling because his wife is a nice lady. How can I handle this? She can handle it. She
of
can.
Of course not. Probably give her a reason.
But okay, so if your boss now says that you had a BO, and boss says, Feta, you're going on a trip on, it's a business trip, very important, very crucial. We're going on Friday. How do you tell him that,
you will refer him to your employment letter now.
No, but he could genuinely. I wanted to call him Peter. Philip and I go to 1,001 places now, sometimes overnight. Philip and I have gone. I think we've gone to Odo together or somewhere like that. We've been outside Lagos. Why won't?
But the problem Philip, is Philip is not man. Philip is not Felicia. It would have been different if Philip was Felicia.
But it could be. You see, you have to be open-minded. That is the problem with you Nigerians. You are way too suspicious of things.
Hey, Baba. The thing is, so it's our experience that makes us calculative.
How can this woman needs to preserve her job? Just in case what the man has said. Just in case maybe it's true, he needs his PA. Who will be running to bring this one file, this one, go put up the accounts, this and that?
I think the man should be sensitive to, okay.
I think the most important thing is, look, just as you said, keeping your job is very important. And
yes.
Okay, fine. Travel with the man to wherever he wants to go to and make sure you keep yourself safe.
I can tell you the very first place to start is if your guy says that we are going to Port Harcourt, you say, no problem, sir. Can you please, I need to give me the details. I need to do the booking for the flight and the hotel.
But it's not always easy like that, though, because
Napier go book this.
This is what I'm going to say now. She has what we know from the information is that the man is a wonderful man. As an employer, you know, maybe salary is paid as and when due, overwork her. And
she says we've been friends.
They have been good friends.
Hello, how are you?
Yes.
And he's a few years older than her.
So this is what I think. I think that given the personal experience of certain people, that is what, like I said, that is what makes them calculative. Like, there are examples of, you know, maybe women working on lonely paths and then they see a man and they become apprehensive. Some begin to double their steps. Wait. No, this is my point. My point is, you don't know the person's experience. So the onus is on the boss now to convince this lady. Not maybe directly or indirectly.
It's not the boss that has a problem. The boss did not write there for me now. It's the lady.
Because she's looking at the boss and she's like, baby boy, boss in a lion on zebra.
No, the truth of the matter is that, if you like say the woman said, you know.
Get him.
It's a fear say to do back by Giri that she might fall.
Nobody say she might fall. She, if you don't look, I'm saying this Oga will be saying.
He said, don't look the matter. Say to her, is he not the one? Is it not Georgina that says here that he's a wonderful man and that we've been friends?
I think
if a woman says that a man is a wonderful man,
I think for the woman, I think she's already accepting her fate. That end that plays out. Any other match,
sir.
If it's over by easy,
sir. you know that. When we go out to get feed for the Ilaya Ram,
yes,
the Ram thinks that we are wonderful people. But the reason why you are giving the Ram, no sir, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not part of those calling women Ramo.
No. I'm just giving this example.
I'm not one of those calling.
No. I never said that, and I will not say that. What I'm saying
is. But you said that is if a man wants to go and buy ram.
No, I'm giving the example. You understand? Whether male or female, you carry layer ram.
We are going to take a short break now.
All right.
When we come back, we'll look at the issue of this ram.
touch that dial. Daily Digest returns in a moment.
The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready.
1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Buka Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest with right, and today being Wednesday, we have Dear Bomi today, you know, a column written by Miss Bomi Sofala, and which she has been doing for close to about 40 something years. Right, so we were talking about who now?
We were talking about the lady that the employer wants her to travel alongside her. I gave the example of the person who fattens the Ilaiya Ram.
I've not reduced Ilaiya Ram. But I have, there's a lady here, Helen, and she says that the babe wants her to babe, she's interested in Ogase make their travel. She don't tell them to make them go, you know. So it says she's interested, she should go, Jari.
She's even advising she should go.
She should go. This is from a lady. Make her read the full name.
No.
Go toilet.
No.
He's allowed to.
I think it was. I think the lady is just expressing, you know, her worries or reservations.
I believe. Let us hear what our listeners are saying. I believe very strongly this woman herself is probably interested.
Interested.
For
yes.
all you care, maybe the man didn't even think it in that manner. After all, there is no evidence that he has cornered to her. You know when you say cornered, there's no evidence that he has.
And going by the way she has actually, you know, the kind of accolade she has given to the man, and then the fact that, look, the man is such a nice person, he is kind, he's a good boss, of course, it goes beyond all that accolade.
Let me read what Dear Bruno says. Should I do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir.
I wish I could be looking at Atibumi as I'm reading. She says the boss is on his own, probably for the first time since his marriage. And obviously fancies a quick fling. You shouldn't have any of that, especially since you seem to be close to both of them. But if you ask him what his intentions are, he would deny having any hidden agenda. Your best bet is to warn him off subtly. In a subtle manner. How do you warn him up in a subtle manner? But she says, tell him stories of people you know who'd burn their fingers grazing close to home. However, if you do go on the trip with him, be professional. Ask him, sir, yes, what can I, yes? This trip we are going on Friday, sir, yes. Can I have the bookings so that after 9 BPA and the you know, bookings for the...
He might say it's sorted.
Flight and the hotel. He might say what?
It is sorted, don't worry.
That means you go with enough money on you.
Lady.
Yes. So if you get there, I mean, it's not going to get violent or anything. So if he gets there and it's
and it happens.
You know, if he gets there and you say, what's the arrangement? There's only one room. It's not going to happen, sir. That's not possible.
Okay.
Then you have money.
Make
to
an arrangement your own, for yourself.
You know, something like that. So she says here, Atibumi. She's been doing this for 40 years. That's right in this column. She says, be professional. When you are there, talk, be professional. Don't let the conversation stray. And don't stay up late talking to him. You're still talking to him at 11:30 in the dining room of where you are. And don't go to his room for a nightcap either. He'll get the message.
But sir,
do men get the message like that? So men can be stubborn.
I sincerely want to ask a question. Have you probably thought of this? What kind of relationship does this woman have? How intimate, When I mean
share with the man.
Yes, because these are questions.
If they were intimates, this person would not be,
because look, the office environment, I understand this person is your boss, but what kind of relationship do you have? You're outside them.
She has said with her own, I don't say with her own mouth, but this person has written here, Georgina. She has said that I'm the personal assistant of the MD of the firm. I work for him, and my boss is a wonderful man.
Uh-huh, which means it goes beyond just the former.
And he's not a wonderful man. He's a few years older, and we have always been friends.
It goes beyond just the formal work thing. I mean, Okolima, ni chat. Bye bye. It goes beyond just
that. Is that how it works in the office?
It could work, because for you to, I mean, for this kind of statement to come out from you, I think it goes beyond just the office environment. The relationship should be, I'm seeing it as a more intimate relationship when it comes to interactions.
Personally, if you ask me, husband material, personally, this woman is remotely interested.
Same here. I totally agree with
yes,
you.
Yes, remotely interested, and therefore has a dilemma.
But if I don't think she would be worried if she was.
No, if she's worried because she doesn't want it to happen.
So it means she's not interested now.
If she's not interested at all, she will have no worry.
Yes.
Babe.
She is.
Take it from me. As Auntie Bumi has 40 years experience in writing this column, I too have another almost 40 years experience in understanding the way the woman's mind works. Because of my job, Neo.
Giving your experience.
Because of my job.
Experience the job.
Yes. Experience on the job.
Analysis. You have to analyze.
Yes.
why is she angry?
She's Professor Ni Lori Oroyi.
Lori Orowo.
Lori Mike.
It's because of my job.
Yes.
You know, this job that I do,
yes.
You have to do analysis.
Yes.
You have to get your facts right.
Yes.
You have to be top notch.
Yes. Yes.
Oh yeah, let's pick. Hello. Oh, we lost that one. Let's pick another one. Hello, good morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Chris.
Brigade commander himself, Agbare Mepe 1.
I greet you, Omaoga.
Oh, that's right.
Ogu Agu 1.
Good morning, sir.
Biguru.
Good morning.
Chris.
Nothing do you guys.
Why do all Igbo titles have one and not two or three? Why? Can you tell me?
Uncle Jimmy? Can I talk about the man that the father-in-law...
Why do Igbo titles have one?
They must be the first person. Now. He's the Ogbuagu 1.
But we will never see two. You will never see
one. For me, he's the Ogbuagu 1.
If he's Ogbuagu, he's the only one.
Yes, for me.
Okay, go on.
Can I talk about the man that the father had?
Go ahead.
You see, this man, I don't know, is it, I might say wickedness or what? Your father-in-law, 3 years after he lost the wife, right?
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy, it's not easy. You know I'm there. I wear the shoe.
Yes.
Only God, and radio saved me.
How did radio save you?
Listen, like you, look at what you are doing with the brigade commander and the guru. Look at what you did with Quadri in the morning.
Yes.
We talk, we laugh. I'm telling you.
Oh, I see.
I think I'm joking. Radio saved me, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Right from Alibaba, their time.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. It's not easy, I beg. That man is not doing well at all. Let him stop.
Okay. We will leave the woman to her fate. Let her do the... What I think that she should still show some maturity. She hasn't reported that the man has been making signs towards her in the past. So like Auntie Bumi said, she must find a way to keep him in his tracks at some point. Okay? Without jeopardizing her job. Well, jobs are hard to find these days. Lade, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
Brigadier?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Excellency. Valet said, I've just ended a terrible relationship that left me really heartbroken. That thing can be painful. Woman don't suck you before, husband material.
Both ways. Whether now she suck, whether now you suck, it go pain.
It hurts.
Thing can pain, it go be like say enough it breathes.
That one never affected me before.
what do you mean?
Like, I know if you breathe.
Hey, go be like, no. To breathe, go, they had you.
No, you never have. My mind is strong.
I know, but you can't pay. It's just on the matter.
Of course, because you share something very special with the person.
The thing that is that every other person you see, it could be like the person.
Yeah, you can only suspect.
Person will be like Onyeye or Isoke. By the way, Isoke, good morning, you know, in case you are listening at home. I miss you. Don't worry. She's recuperating. Okay. Isoke that sits here. She used to be here, in case she's listening. So back to what I was saying, it can pay. They don't sack you before.
No, they never sack
you. How you go be? You go say they never sack you.
You know, so this thing gets stages now. Me, as somebody who ain't get military background, once I don't see the sign, I don't take off. I don't log out. I don't log out. Once I see the sign of banditry in the relationship,
you don't log out.
I don't log out.
Who could be because they don't sack you?
I've actually had an experience once.
You won't die, Abby.
You enter well. No. I totally understood my own situation. And this is it. I mean, looking at the nature I found myself, and mine was related to my nature. And I was actually prepared for such to happen. And then I was open minded that if this happened this way, accept it. So, Kofi Tamil Arana.
But as even talking about it now, you're still nervous. Your body, they see.
No, I'm not, sir.
You're not. Why are your shoulders going up? And you're not going up like this before.
No, I'm even happy that at least the person I am with it's right good. Now, way
yes.
better off. I mean,
because she, they listen.
No, of course, she knows I've been in the media for years. Yes. And for how long will she get?
Mate, they don't suck me tired.
Baba, we don't be saying na your side na the problem they come from.
They don't sack you. You get one like that. You know the most painful word is for them to sack you. You know say na you cause them. A campaign.
Do you think that will hurt you more or the other way around?
Hurt you more. If you know you are the cause of it, because it means that it could have been avoided. Yes, a campaign. Pain, no. But nobody say I won't die, or you know. Just, you know. I won't talk one thing now. Hold on, look at me. Feta, have you experienced it before?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, but so what happened? You wanted to die. What's your fellow? No, you lied for granted. So yes, what did you want to do?
I wanted to die. I wanted to try things I've not done before, but I just had to control myself.
Like what?
Like drinking.
Ah, no. Let me die.
No.
To drown in her sorrow.
Like let me die. No, look, the thing to learn when you're going through any trauma, is that time will always heal you if you allow it.
Yeah.
So just sail through that period. Just do the normal. Don't do what Feta wanted to do. Just sail through the period. Did we touch this one? Is this Toy Boy too young?
No, we haven't.
No, okay. We haven't.
You were waiting for that one.
I love this story.
I love the story. It says, I've just ended a terrible relationship that left me really heartbroken. Oh, that's where this one came from, the gist we're having. A few weeks back, I ran into this man at a wedding reception and we exchanged cards. He looked terribly younger when he called, wearing casual clothes than when he did in the agbada he had on at the wedding, that I had to ask him how old he was. He said he was 29 and I am 42. That is that the woman now 42.
And the guy the man is 29.
29. That's a gap of how many years, Philip? Is that not 11?
13.
11? How many years?
13 years.
Good morning, Shegu Agbede. I know you're listening. Do you find this story familiar? You can call in, please. Your views on this will be welcome. Well, you said none of you has dated a younger person before.
An older person.
None of you has.
No, sir.
No.
You, Feta? Oh, yeah, sorry. Have you dated a younger person?
Yes, I have.
You have? How many years younger?
Maybe two.
That's not too bad. Two is still within your age group.
Yeah,
where's the limit?
Ten for me.
I think it's different for male and female. You know?
No, she's female.
Yes.
Obviously, I mean you can see.
Yes.
Fine one at that. She's female. So she dated somebody 2 years younger. It's not so bad. They're within she was maybe at that time she was 22, the guy was 20. They're within the same age group.
And especially if you consider the person's physical features. Say, for example, the person is a hunk or a person wearing their body. Uh-huh. So, you are now small. You know, the stature will just cover the whole...
length.
is only maybe when the person starts crying outside.
You know,
you now say,
you know, the funny thing is, let me paint this scenario for you. When a woman is 40, a guy of 30, 31, 32 can still manage. Okay? It still looks okay. When she is 50 and the guy is 40,
start becoming obvious.
It's still this. But when the woman now becomes 60 and the man is 50, kasala go boss. The finishing line is when the man is 60 and the woman is 70. Or when the man is 70 and the woman is now 80. I don't know how some people do it. You know, this presidential marriage is teacher.
Yes.
Macron.
How would I marry? I don't understand how that works.
Europe.
If nobody say you don't marry, I for ask you say, can you marry an older person?
Well, it depends. Initially, I said that look, traditionally from where I come from, it has never happened before. But
in your village?
No, I mean yes, the family where I come from. But looking at the era we are right now, I mean anything can happen. But then the age gap should also be observed from my own end. I mean at least I could say 2 years older than me would be accepted.
Yes, 2 years. I think 2-3 years. Let's hear your views. If anybody is calling, let's hear what they might have to say. And we might like to hear let Pastor Ladipo also with the anointing that he has. Let's come and tell us. Okay, let's try. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Morning, sir.
Yeah, my name is Gwenga. I'm calling from Ikukuji.
Morning, Oga Gwenga. How are you, sir?
Good. You guys are doing a very good job. I just want to chip in this. I would say I'm experiencing a situation whereby I'm like 47.
Yes.
I'm married. Oh, my wife is, let's say, 42, and I'm experiencing a kind of fatal situation that I want to involve us divorcing. But I look at my age that if I dump this, will I see another person that I can really endorse and spend the rest of my life with? But, you know, when kids are involved, I have 3 kids, but I know situation, religious, they tell you, oh, don't do it, sort it out. But when this mistake is happening, you know, man needs to start thinking about it, because what if I say, okay, I want to stay in the relationship because of my kids? What if I die in between? Which means I'm going to lose both ways.
It's not your portion in Jesus' name.
Come again?
It is not your portion in Jesus' name.
Oh, yes. Because, you know, this is Nigeria. We think about religious. Jesus has given us the platform. You don't need to use your head. Jesus has given us solar so that we can use it to transmit electricity.
Okay.
Well, we still believe, but I just... I'm still on the fence.
Point noted, but just take it easy, okay? take it easy. You know, the truth is, if something is not working, I'm one of those who encourages anybody, you know, if something is not working, you know, just leave it, you know, if you think it's not working. But it's also good for us to be patient.
Seek help.
And seek help.
And help is from somebody who is trained to provide. And
stretch it. Try and stretch it to the limit.
Looking at the reason he has given, I mean, does that hold water?
No, let me tell you, between husband and wife, there are other reasons that you will never know.
Okay, accept that.
That even the he says the thing keeps repeating. I have a fair idea of what that thing is. Don't you have an idea of what that thing is?
Now you go help us. You go lead us. Show us the way, sir.
I'm not showing you any way. I have a fair idea of where all that is leading. Anyway, so the question isn't this toy boy too young? So we are looking at a gap of
13 years.
13 years. I think it depends on you. But what I would say in life is, whatever choice you make has circumstances. And I also say, also by the same token, I say, with a lot of responsibility, enjoy whatever you're enjoying now. You don't know what tomorrow brings.
I think it's a personal decision.
It's a personal decision.
You know, there are two parties involved if the both of them agree and they are comfortable and willing to work it out, it's not dependent on what society says. Because most people will say, like, for example, she felt that type of way when she, you know, at the party, she saw him wearing agbada. Mm. And, you know, the agbada comes with this...
A fizzy,
right. You understand, right. Big man.
Oh, correct.
So yes. Maybe Baba, as a 29-year-old, Baba called war, Jesse, man.
Oh, I look younger.
And you short nika. And you slice. Oh, then, nika go look, say, I wait, oh. So maybe that
go down. Be slides again, that's true.
And I like palm now, the one, normal one. Way.
Like that one where they wear?
No, your own get cover.
You don't get cover, oh.
No, half shoe. I'm not be half shoe.
No, I not be half shoe.
Baba, you not senior man now.
I know if you wear pain. What do you call them?
Slides. No, if you wear slides, people gonna look say, Baba don't day.
Why can I not wear? Philip, do I have slide? Come and take body. Go and buy me one. I must wear slide. time is not our friend, so we cannot take this again. But let's take one more from our caller. Hello, good morning. Let's take one more call. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
This is Joy calling.
Yes, ma'am.
My advice for the woman that the boss wants her to travel.
Yes,
with her.
Yes.
You should not go.
Why now?
There is fire on the mountain. Let her just pretend that she's strong, that she cannot travel now.
How can she say she's strong and not travel?
No,
she's
feeling cold. You don't understand what I'm saying.
No, I don't. Explain to me. How can you tell me that you are strong and you cannot travel?
No fever now.
Enemy has fever.
How can our enemy have fever?
See, uncle, you don't need to offend that woman. I say the woman is good to her.
Mm.
Even though it's not good to her, let you not bring pepper into something that is sweet. Mm. Thank you.
All right. Okay, we'll have to end it there. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much, Feta. It was nice hearing. So you two experiences you've had, you've dated somebody who's younger and you have been fired before. Talk up. Let them hear you at home.
He ping you now.
So after that, you decided no more. You are not going to have anybody. Because people are sending me to, they're wondering who you are, and they're seeing you on YouTube. So are you available?
I'm single.
I didn't say single, available. You can be single. You can be single and not be available. You can be double and be available.
Yeah.
I'm ready to mingle.
No, I'm single and unattached.
And hingle and unattached.
You're out of contract.
We got to go. I'll be back here tomorrow at 9. I'm trying so hard to see if I can get the capoon of the National Association of Sea Dogs. You know that this controversy going on. Just for the interest in the Paris confraternity, we'd like to see if we can bring him here tomorrow to talk a bit, not so much about the video, but for those of you who don't know, what the Paris confraternity is all about. To give us some whatever. I could sit here and talk about it for 2-3 hours, because I used to be a member myself, but my last activity was in 1980 or thereabout. You never born yourself. Last time I was, and you, I don't know about Ukubi. Okay, then on Friday, we are going to have a youth forum. Okay, we are going to have a youth forum. 3 youths registered on Twitter here, and we got Tony Payne. From the United States is going to join us. All of you know Tony Payne, okay? So that will be on Friday. And on Saturday, Pao Kunaya is going to be here on the discourse at 9 o'clock. Pao Kunaya. Do you know Pao Kunaya? You don't know him, let me remind you. Pao Kunaya is a famous astrologer. And he's going to tell us what the stars portend for us in 2023. Okay, thank you very much again.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much. Feta, Oku Roju.
Thank you very much.
And Philip behind the pillar. We see you all tomorrow at 9. Bye.
The The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready.
1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM.
This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, Obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.